Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker. And today, this week, we are still talking about this eclipse season. Now, I've called this one Eclipse Prep. Buckle up for the cosmic roller coaster. And I know you are feeling this. You have got to be feeling this intensity if you are listening to this right now. Now, if you were not listening to this when this episode was released and we are no longer in eclipse season, it doesn't matter, because we get these seasons during the year. So you will definitely be encountering another eclipse season at another time. So this is really going to stand you in good stead. And I just wanted to say that eclipses are kind of always talked about, you know, in science arenas and spiritual arenas, you know, for those of you that kind of follow the cosmic happenings and understand energetically what's happening to us. But for me, the eclipses are like full moons on steroids. It was the best kind of analogy I could come up with. And it is a wild ride. You know, as I said, I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, it's so intense. And if you're not feeling the intensity, you're definitely feeling the pressure of just new things, changes, all sorts of things coming up that are often very unexpected. And there'll be lots of rapid shifts. So it's really about shifting. It's allowing us, and this is really important that you take this on board and remember this for the next sort of 5-6 weeks until about mid-November really, and in any eclipse period, that you were basically being cosmically supported to shift from who you were to who you are becoming. And that is huge. That's just that sentence in itself. If you remember that, it's really, really going to stand you in good stead. Because we forget, we lose sight of that. When things come up for us, when the fear's coming up, when the unpredictability, the overwhelm, all of those things rise for us, we forget the bigger picture. We totally do. And I know that that's been happening to me a little bit on and off over the last sort of 10 days or so. And just by coming back to that and remembering that, that has really helped keep me steady. Now, at the time of recording this, we are fully immersed in the eclipse season. And it is, without a doubt, a very challenging energy with lots of uncertainty, lots of suddenness, unexpected endings, unexpected beginnings, because eclipses are deeply cleansing and aligning. So like I said, it's kind of pushing you to get to where you are going to align with your future higher version of you. And because of that, during this period, a lot is stirred up and released. It's a very shaking up energy. It's a real powerhouse energy, and we are all being impacted by it. So the more consciously you can kind of traverse this phase, the better you will navigate it, the better you will live it. And I just wanted to kind of, I've been posting about this a lot just to sort of really help support you, but you may be experiencing some of the following kind of like eclipse symptoms. That's how I've called it. So you may get a sudden rise of physical symptoms, just things that suddenly come up. Exhaustion and sleep disruption, vivid dreams, very intense vivid dreams at times, mental fatigue, ungrounded, scattered focus and energy, emotional overwhelm or kind of low level ongoing anxiety, a sense of spiritual unfulfillment, because it kind of impacts us on like the mental, emotional, physical, but also spiritual planes. And I feel that for a lot of us, is this kind of sense of unfulfillment and lack of purpose. And all of these can either be contracting or expanding your energy. You know, when you're in eclipse season, because you're being so pushed to align, and if you are going along with that, your energy will feel more expansive for sure. But that in itself can feel quite challenging. Expansion is not meant to feel easy. So, you know, bear that in mind as well. And then this kind of deep need for alignment. Now, I just wanted to share a couple of things with you that happened to me, which I always like to do, just so that you can relate and you can say, yeah, actually, yeah, I've been experiencing that. And you can connect it, because it's really important to make those connections. Now, the first thing is that I've not been sleeping well. I've been waking up at sort of 4:30, 5:30 every morning, just wide awake. And because of that, I'm really exhausted. You can probably hear it in my voice. I mean, I feel like I've been saying this for the last few weeks. So, you know, for me, I know it's really important that I rest when I can and try and keep my diet clean. Because when then I tend to hit the biscuits, chocolate, big time. And I don't want to do that because I know that it's going to impact on me. So it's that kind of thing that's been happening. But also, and I was telling the members on Monday that my son, he's like 16, and he suddenly, this lump appeared at the bottom of his, under his chin near his voice box, like just appeared from nowhere. And it was pretty sizable. It's about the size, it's about the size of a big marble. And it just suddenly rose up. And it was definitely a lump. And we were like, oh, right, okay. And I had to sort of obviously hold a space for him because it pulled up a lot of fear for him, bless him. And he wasn't sleeping well and he was really worried about it. And anyway, it turned out to be nothing and it is now gone. We've been treating it kind of holistically and it's completely gone. It was a blocked saliva duct and so yeah, it's all gone. But it was a really kind of, it was really worrying and it really triggered off my kind of health anxieties as well, which I used to have a lot of. But it was very much about holding a space for him and helping him through it. And but it honestly came out of nowhere and it disappeared almost overnight when we were treating it. So it was, it was a bit of an experience. So that coupled with the sleep and then other things that have been going on, like I've started up another little dog walking business, which is something I've always wanted to do. So that's just adding its own pressure. It's very preoccupying and it's really hard because I need to be really grounded and focused at the moment. And I just cannot be that. So, you know, just be aware, and I know it's this intensity and it's almost like you're being pushed, you're being so pushed to align and just do the things that really light you up, and lots of old things that are kind of peeling away, dissolving away, and it's because you're heading, you've got this incredible opportunity to really move to where you are meant to be, and if you can flow with it, all the better. And we're not even in that huge active phase yet. So, you know, if this is your case and you're really feeling the intensity, just remember to take those breaths when you need to, because like I said, situations are cropping up in fast and furious ways. And we can sometimes feel like we're not safe, like we're things are out of control, and that can be really scary as well for us, because as humans we like to control everything. We like things to be neat and expected and unfolding in the ways that we want them to unfold, and it certainly doesn't. And this is a huge learning as well, and lesson in letting go of that control and that bringing through the art of surrender. So really mastering your surrendering abilities. And the quicker you do that, the quicker you return to flow and grace, and you'll really feel that within you. The other thing that I wanted to point out, and it's really important to remember this, is that, you know, if you're struggling, and maybe you, obviously if you've been listening to the podcast, you are much more aware of this, and you have an understanding around it, and you're in consciousness with it. Others will not have that. They will absolutely not have that. And they will be the ones that are knee-jerking. They will be the ones that are in real struggle, and they won't understand it. They won't understand that this will eventually die down. There'll be an ebb and flow to it. And as a light worker, you know, you will feel kind of almost duty bound to hold a light for yourself, to hold a space for yourself and for others. So at this time, it's self-care, it's taking a breath, just stepping back, don't overload, and just trust in what's unfolding for you. You know, just deepen into the things that you are doing. Try not to, you know, if you possibly can take on something new, or if you do take on something new, just let it unfold, trust in it. It's all of these things, and you know, things will happen in their own divine timing and when they need to happen, and you're going to be navigating it like a queen. I know you will. Because whatever is going on for you is going to be amplified. It's going to be amplified 100 times in this sort of energy. It's so intense. So I just wanted to do a short, quickie one around the eclipse, because I am very mindful of supporting you with that. And, you know, if you are really struggling with this, and you feel that you are being called more and more to hold a space for others and to understand more of the cosmic happenings, the cyclical celestial activities, the moon cycles, the moon influence, because we've had a few really powerful moons recently as well, where you can really harness that energy and get the guidance and the insight. You know, if you really, really want to anchor in your wisdom and your consciousness for reset and healing and being able to hold a space for yourself and others, and you really want to crystallize and amplify your potential, and bring through your deepest desires, then there are two things you can do. Firstly, I have my powerful new moon intention journal prompts, which I will add a link in this week's show notes, this week's episode show notes, so you can get hold of that. We've got the new moon coming up this weekend on a solar eclipse on the Ring of Fire, so it's going to be really, really potent and an auspicious time to be setting your new moon intentions. And you can also join us in Circle. We are circling in a couple of weeks' time. We circle every 2 weeks over the new and the full moon phases in the Lunar Lightworker membership. It's a beautiful sisterhood where there is full support, full understanding, full consciousness, where you can come along, elevate your energy, seek nourishment for your soul. It's so beautiful. And I will put the membership link in the show notes as well. So just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. I deeply appreciate your continuing support. Please share the Lunar Lightworker podcast as well to other people you feel may need to hear this. And I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week. If you were listening to this at the time of this recording, then just try and be mindful that you are shifting from who you were to who you are becoming. And it's a bit of a wild ride at the moment, but you're going to navigate this incredibly well. I know you will. You've absolutely got this. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.